Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place, or treadmill for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F, but I think I'm in the mood for a quickie. What do you think? I actually had a version of this happen that I think is arguably worse, where I looked back at this guy and he was watching the fucking Super Bowl.
Shut up.
He was watching television while having sex with me. Yes, that happened. Aww. And not only that, Alex, he didn't even undress me. Let's talk about Sleep University, please. Not sure if you've heard of it. Alex, I'm sure you have.
I'm your TA.
Yes, you're my TA, so you absolutely have heard of it. It's a top 10 school. All you have to do is suck the dean's dick to get admitted. And I just so happen to be the dean. The thing is, guys, this is a very serious class. Sometimes we find ourselves trying to decipher if a dude is into us or not by picking apart his every move and analyzing everything he has said and done outside of the bedroom. And the thing is, we never take into account the way he treats you in bed, during sex, while he's fucking you. And it can really give you all the fucking clarity you need. Your assignment is to take this all in without getting defensive, because just know that knowledge is power, and being aware and being honest with yourself is a way better position than to be the girl that, you know, is getting used and every single person talks about it behind your back and you're the last person to find out, okay?
Sounds personal.
So if you, I mean, I have been this bitch, so yeah. It can be personal. And that's why I feel like I can speak on this topic. If you're wondering where you stand in his eyes, it's pretty fucking simple, okay? The first major thing, if this man refuses to eat you out, red flag.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And it's an even bigger red flag if he asks you to suck his dick and then doesn't even bother to go down on you.
Yes.
He fucking hates you.
Hates.
Hates also. The way a guy asks you to suck his dick can be very telling.
Mm-hmm.
If he has been playing Call of Duty all fucking night and then turns around in his gaming chair with his fucking headset still on and whips his dick out of his basketball shorts and he's like, can you suck it? And doesn't even make the effort to move the whole thing to the bed where you have to physically walk across the room and kneel down in front of him.
You gotta bring the horse to the water.
This is just a sign that he despises you. And if he does this, I really fucking hope you say no, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't kiss you at all, if he avoids all eye contact, if this dude is on top of you, and when you look up at him, his face is turned to the side with his eyes closed, this man is either super religious and repenting or is trying to pretend you're someone else.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Am I being harsh?
No, it's true.
It's true. And I've been this girl with this guy doing this shit. If he fucks you doggy the entire time,
mm-hmm.
and when you try to look back at him, he immediately shoves your face into the pillow.
Red flag.
Red flag. Okay. I actually had a version of this happen that I think is arguably worse, where I looked back at this guy and he was watching the fucking Super Bowl.
Shut up.
He was watching television while having sex with me. Yes, that happened. Aww. And not only that, Alex, he didn't even undress me.
What do you mean? He just like poked a little hole?
No, he pulled down my leather pants and bent me over the bed and fucked me that way.
Are you kidding?
While watching the Super Bowl.
Holy fucking shit. Okay, that is like a whole new level of degrading. And that is coming from the biggest whore that I know.
And I did date him on and off for the next 6 years. But would you rather it be the other way around?
What do you mean?
Like, would you rather it be that you are completely naked and he has all of his clothes on? Because I'm a go ahead and say no.
Yeah, no.
Like, he has his socks, shirt, and a hat on.
Oh, my God.
So he can pump, dump, and book it the fuck home
while you
after.
Sit there like a fucking
porta potty.
While you sit there and try to pick up the dignity that you don't have anymore. You're just naked.
Exactly. My friend told me that one time a guy fucked her through the hole of his boxers.
Oh my God. That is so bad. That is so bad. I would absolutely cry.
I would too. What about if he finishes without making sure that you did? Like, you didn't even hint at the fact that you maybe had an orgasm and he just jizzes.
Okay, so you mean like having sex with any man at any time?
I feel like a lot of guys care if you have an orgasm.
Yeah, I mean, if they really like you, but if they hate you, they'll be sure to get their nut.
And they'll leave you there like a little toaster strudel with the frosting mm-hmm. on the top.
Yep.
Yes. And then, ladies, there's this whole after sex etiquette, which is very telling as well. And it's a completely different thing, but I want to give women the floor now, because if a dude does any of these things, and if you're like thinking back to your last hookup with this guy who you think is about to be your boyfriend and you're like, oh, wait, maybe not, I want you to feel fully supported in your retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're thinking, oh my God, Sophia, this is so high school, it's really not.
No.
I know plenty of older women who deal with scumbags, and I would like to provide them the tools to fight back if they want to.
Douchebags know no age.
Thank you. They don't. And it's my fucking class, so if you don't like it, you can go talk to the guidance counselor with your tail between your legs and try to transfer out of my class. Not to mention, it's my fucking class, and if you don't like it, you can go scurry off to the guidance counselor, because that's Alex.
And good luck trying to withdraw, because this is a cult now. Mm-hmm. You're not getting anywhere.
Yep. Ladies, if you come or pretend to come with this man and don't let him finish and jump off his dick and say, I needed that, thank you, and start putting your clothes on while he lays there with blue balls, you are in a place of power there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And even... Alex, I gotta just give you credit where credit's due.
Thank you.
If you stop him mid-sex and say you're bored and then jump off mm-hmm. the dick. Alex, have you done this?
Yes, I have. And I know that's from experience. It's fucking hilarious to watch them just like sit there all wide-eyed while you're like, okay, I'm bored.
I thought I was ballsy. I have to give you kudos. Like, that's a real boss move.
Oh, it was powerful.
Little girls, boss up, please. You heard Travis. Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Okay, even if you do let him finish, because you are a fucking saint, there are still things that you can do to really, really ruin his ego. If you go into the other room and loudly call your friends and ask them to pick you up because you're bored as fuck,
mm-hmm.
he's not gonna feel great.
No.
Okay? Rebecca, oh my God, please get me the fuck out of here. That's not gonna feel too good.
No.
You know? Oh my God, imagine if you pretended to call your boyfriend right in front of him. You're like, babe, why are you freaking out? I told you I'm with my sister. Boom, done.
Pain.
He's going to cry himself to sleep. Ego exploded. Done. Ask him about one of his friends immediately after.
Oh,
immediately
my God.
After. Like, he's still laying there and he is like in his post-nut clarity, and you are like, hey, is your friend Brett just as freaky as you?
Oh my God.
Boom. Punch. He wants to die. We win. You lose. Bye. We're all lesbians. And you know what, ladies? If you want to lay there and draw circles on his chest and ask him what he's thinking about, then that's cool too. We are just here to give you options.
Mm-hmm.
In conclusion, you can tell a lot about a man by the way he fucks you. And for men listening, because I know you are out there, if you ever want to fuck this girl again, I would strongly suggest you don't do any of the things that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
For real. If you want her to keep coming back, make sure to at least try and make her come.
Yeah.
Tell her she is so sexy once you get her naked. Say her pussy is tight. It's the little things that count.
Yeah.
Okay, and I just want to say one last thing. If it's your first time hooking up and he pulls this shit, I do think everyone deserves a second chance, especially if it was a drunk hookup.
Yes.
Have a sober hookup. But after the third hookup, you will have a pretty good idea of what you're in for,
mm-hmm.
and you can kick him to the curb or kick him in the balls, whatever you want to do.
Either way.
Yes.
Both works.
Damn. Can you imagine if you didn't have this school growing up? Where would you be?
Being ugly and getting stepped on by men.
Lost and confused. Yes. Okay.